Want to give you an idea of some of the things that we have coming up just before we resume and then conclude our discussion about these ideal weights. Tomorrow, I want you to listen, if at all possible. 1 o'clock, Kent Annan will be joining me as we speak from his book, You Welcomed Me. It is a biblical perspective on how we can be, and really and truly, how we should be responding to immigrants and refugees who are looking for ways to live safer, better lives in America by having left their homeland. And let me tell you something. We're going to point this out when I have my discussion with Kent. There is a whole lot to picking up and moving. You think about people who may have a difficult time moving to a different city or moving across country. How stressful that is for them, whether they're flying or driving their cars. Can you imagine people getting on boats, walking for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles in all kinds of weather conditions in an effort to get away from whatever they've left in order to get to what they hope will become a better life? Kent Annan, 1 o'clock, Sunday, we'll be talking about that. Next week, I want you to be ready to join me. It's going to be a powerful week. On Monday, Dr. L. Diane Bennett is going to share with us how we can build our dream team. Not for basketball necessarily, so much as for maybe business, religious organizations, nonprofits, building our dream team, helping them be empowered to keep moving forward and to get unstuck when forward momentum has become bogged down, helping them see ways to help develop effective planning strategies. Dr. L. Diane Bennett, Monday, talking with us about building our dream team. On Tuesday, Angela Marshall will join us, and I'll speak with her about ways to deal with the criticism that comes when people begin to experience some success. Yes, indeed. Angela Marshall, Tuesday. Next Saturday, the 23rd, Dr. John Caldwell will be our guest. I'll be speaking with him about what took place that either led to victory or a draw, maybe even what may be considered a loss, and some of the war efforts that America has been involved in. He's written a book entitled Anatomy of Victory, and I'll speak with him next Saturday. One of the subjects we'll have next Sunday, the 24th, is the power of intimacy. And that will follow from the first part of that same discussion, which will take place on Saturday. So Saturday, the 23rd, part one of the power of intimacy. Sunday, the 24th, part two of the power of intimacy. And when it comes to part two of the power of intimacy, which will take place on Sunday, I will have a special part of that conversation that will be geared towards our religious leaders, our church leaders. So please be listening up, if at all possible. And again, if for whatever the reason you're not able to listen, when we're airing live 1 o'clock on 1550 AM The Voice, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and you can click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience and listen to the program, the discussion of your choice. All right, so back to the determination of our ideal weights. And just looking at some concluding comments here. Body mass index, waist to hip ratio, waist to height ratio, and body fat percentage are all different ways of assessing a healthy weight. Combining them may be the best way to get an accurate idea of whether you should consider taking action or not. Remember, I was saying earlier in the discussion that I wanted you to take a look at pros and cons of each of these and come up with a way that you think might be the best way. And I think I suggested that maybe combining these might be helpful, most helpful. Well, anyone who's concerned about their weight size, or body composition should speak to a doctor or nutritionist or dietitian. They'll be able to advise about suitable options. So, for instance, does it matter if a person is overweight as long as they're healthy and comfortable? What's your answer to that? Does it matter if a person is overweight as long as they are healthy and comfortable? Well, it's important to remember that there's a link between being overweight and a higher risk of many chronic diseases, including diabetes, hypertension, and metabolic syndrome. Additionally, carrying extra weight can be tough on the skeletal system and the joints, and it can result in changes in motor function and postural control. This may be because having extra body weight can reduce muscular strength and endurance. It can actually distort a person's posture, and it can cause discomfort with normal body movements. For young people, excess weight during the growth development stages can contribute to unusual motor patterning, and that can remain into adulthood. So, ladies and gentlemen, whether you use one of these methods, whether it be the body mass index method, the waist to hip ratio, the waist to height ratio, or the body fat percentage method, use one of these or a combination of them, even all of them if you like, in order to determine where you are with regards to your weight and your overall health. It's worth it. It really is worth it. Now, we ran out of time to discuss, for example, and this is something we would have been returning to as well, where we're headed with regards to where political views and approaches to life, political worldviews may be taking us in years to come, when millennials and Generation Z, especially Generation Z, becomes our primary decision makers. We will resume that discussion, and I think it really comes down to what they will be exposed to as they're growing. Again, as we mentioned before, we're looking at 13 to 21 age range that we're talking about, 13 to 18, 13 to 21. 13 to 21 is very, very young, which means there's a lot of time left to, you know, change views. Well, we'll talk about it some more. Till then, see what you can do to let some of life's best moments come through you.